It's a beautiful day, isn't it? So much so, we have the back doors open. So I can see out and see the beauty out there. Even those cars that are going by. Earth Day. A day when we remember how God has created all that is and all that will be. The psalmist wrote of God's creativity and ownership when he said in verses 10 through 11, "For every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird on the mountain, and everything that moves in the field is mine." All creatures belong to God, even the person next to us, as well as the person begging for money or food at the intersection of York Road and Fairmount Avenue. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, Prince William and Catherine, had been on a royal business and a goodwill tour to India and Bhutan, where happiness is most important for a way of life. One of the stops was at an Indian wildlife park to feed orphaned elephants and rhinos. And one of those pictures shows the Duchess feeding and rubbing a small one-horned rhino, which is listed as vulnerable in the world. Well, the sight of the homeless person or an orphaned rhino tells us that something is wrong in the world, since God gave humanity the responsibility for caring for everything and everyone. Most specifically, we are called to be good stewards of all that has been entrusted to all of humanity, to us. Well, those people who believe in the creation story must go back to the initial act by God in Genesis chapter 1, verses 29 through 31, where it says, "Then God said, Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the surface of all the earth, and every tree which has fruit yielding seed. It shall be food for you. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the sky, and to everything that moves on the earth which has life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so." God saw all that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Well, since the creation of the world, humanity and all creatures now live in a reality that is under crisis and it's stressed. The proclamation of the Apostle Paul says to those in a world of uncertainty in his time and ours today these words: "We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves." We ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. Well, friends, each one of us is responsible for the care of all creatures, either animal or human. Our eyes must be open to the world around us. We see, hear, feel, and smell how the world is sustaining daily onslaughts which destroys habitats and places where all creatures live, and even threatens us today. We can all do our part by choosing to make our world safer and sustainable. We can also invest in companies that seek to care for the earth and the environment, as well as seek practices that preserve life for humanity and nature from this day forward. Well, the smallest little insect is called a honeybee. Honeybees have been dying by the millions in many areas of North and South America because pesticides, pollution, and climate change have threatened their survival. Honeybees pollinate many of the blossoms that produce fruit, vegetables, as well as some nut trees. Without pollination, our food supply is being affected. Well, many other animals and insects are also affected by loss of habitat and climate change. Bats are affected by fungal diseases. Chickens, cows, fish, and other meat products can be safely eaten when they have been raised sustainably and ethically. So how can we make this world a better place when it is hurting tremendously? Maybe, just maybe, we can learn from one who loved God and loved all of God's creation and God's creatures. We will call him St. Francis of Assisi. He is called the little poor man of Assisi in Italy. He was a happy and compassionate person with many noble friends. His father was a very wealthy merchant in the city, and this allowed him to live a life of luxury and cheerfulness. Francis spent a lot of money on certain pleasures, and he drank a lot. Well, the story is told that one day Francis and his friends were joking around and laughing when a beggar approached them seeking alms. Of course, Francis, being the compassionate, gave the beggar what he had in his pocket. His friends mocked him for doing such a generous act. And nevertheless, the sight of the beggar stirred unsettled thoughts in his mind about poverty and the misery of life. His father criticized him for wasting his money on the beggar. Sometime later, Francis was not well for several months and had a spiritual awakening as he lay close to death. It was during this spiritual event that the Lord saved him for a particular mission in life. Well, Francis was changed and prayed for the Lord's guidance. The vision he had of the Lord challenged him to renounce his old habits and to live a life of purity and devotion to serving others and to take care of creation. Well, Francis's parents were very disappointed and angry at him for turning his back on a life of luxury. He began to give his clothes away, he gave food away, and the money was distributed to the poor. His friends poked fun of him, and his father threw him out of the house. He lived a life of poverty and begged for food. Yet many good people gave him food and water to enjoy. This humble servant loved God's creation and creatures. He loved the birds and animals. Those people who were depressed or outcast were treated with loving kindness. And regardless of the creature, they were treated with a lot of respect and a lot of care. He treated them as brothers and sisters, and it didn't matter whether it was an animal or a human being. At every village that Francis visited, the gospel of God's love was shared. He invited people to join him in serving God with loving and giving hearts. And to this day, the gospel of kindness and love of Francis is well known throughout the world. Even the present Pope is named after Francis of Assisi. Psalms 104, verses 24 affirms, O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Full of God's creatures. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, the life of Francis was based on an awakening to God's love to be kind, merciful, and caring to all of God's creation and creatures. The life you and I live is also committed to loving and serving others, as well as taking care of all of God's creatures. We all have a responsibility to care for one another and for the world. Well, I want to share with you one more story. Well, this past week, I FaceTimed with my daughter, Ruth Ann, and my granddaughter, Jora. And it's always a joy to visit with them, especially as Jora looks at the screen and all I can see is her nostrils and her forehead. Well, during this visit, Jora all of a sudden said, "Bug, bug!" And she ran over to the door where the beetle was slowly moving across the threshold. She was fascinated by this little bug as she leaned over to see it. In her eyes, this was a big deal. And as I saw that image of Jora leaning over that bug, it reminded me of the events that took place back when Ruth Ann and my other daughter Rachel were very young girls. We would go for walks, and when they saw a fuzzy caterpillar, we would all stop, look down, comment on the colors and how it wiggled. But you know, they would always take care to see that that caterpillar made it across the sidewalk safely before we moved on. The joy of a small creature and the care one takes assures that that caterpillar will turn into a beautiful butterfly someday. My friends, as people of faith, you and I are challenged to make this world of ours a better place where humans and animals can have a chance to live anew and with lots of hope. God in Christ Jesus calls us to renew the earth and sustain a healthy balance with the creatures around us. We have a responsibility to care for this world and care for one another. The person in front of you, the person beside you, the person in back of you. We have a responsibility to care for one another. We have a responsibility to care for even a small caterpillar or beetle. God calls us to be fair and loving and respectful to the creation that God has given to us. May it be so for us as we care for all creatures, human and animal. We all care. We care because God cares for each one of us. Amen.